What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Gumbo Mix. My name is D. Dwayne, and I'm about to make you some of my best gumbo filled with the greatest music from back in the day. There's no telling what you might hear in this gumbo, but every ingredient is important to the overall mix and is sure to please your musical palate. Let me turn the stove on and bring the heat up as you enjoy this batch of D. Dwayne's Gumbo Mix. Now, some of the best times of my life, and I'm sure your life as well, was lived with the music of the 1980s as the soundtrack. Michael Jackson, Madonna, Prince, and Van Halen, as well as USA for Africa, Beverly Hills Cop, and Flashdance all come to mind. Not to mention those 80s fashions and haircuts, and don't forget the launch of MTV. We're starting off this part one of the awesome 80s Gumbo Mix in the year 1980. Now, that was the year that Ted Turner launched CNN, the Doobie Brothers won the Record of the Year Grammy for What a Fool Believes, the Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the Rams in the Super Bowl 31-19, and Jimmy Carter was the President of the United States. Our first ingredient in the Gumbo Mix is a song that held the number one spot on the charts for 4 weeks and was originally offered to Karen Carpenter, but she turned it down. Released as the second single off of his Off the Wall album, Michael Jackson dominated the charts in the 1980s decade, starting with Rock With You. According to Billboard, the song was the fourth biggest single of 1980. It is also considered one of the last hits of the disco era. Bye bye, disco!
Get into you. Don't try to fight it.
In 1980, disco was on the way out and new wave was on the way in. Singer Debbie Harry and guitarist Chris Stein formed a rock band called Blondie. They were pioneers in the early new wave and punk scenes in the mid to late 1970s. The song Call Me was number one for 6 consecutive weeks on the Hot 100, where it became the band's biggest single and their second number one. And now it's time for the best-selling duo in music history. No, it's not Sam and Dave. Hall and Oates have sold an estimated 40 million records worldwide, surpassing Simon and Garfunkel and the Everly Brothers. Daryl Hall and John Oates achieved their greatest success from the mid-1970s to the mid-1980s with a fusion of rock and roll and R&B. They were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2003, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in April of 2014, and in September 2016, they received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Released in July of 1980, Kiss on My List became their second number one single, spending 3 weeks at the top spot. And speaking of duets in the 80s, who could ever forget Diana Ross and Lionel Richie's hit, Endless Love? Written and produced by Lionel Richie, Endless Love has been named as the greatest duet song of all time. The song became the biggest selling single of Diana's career and her final number one. It was also Lionel's biggest charting single and the first of several hits for him during the 1980s. Nominated for an Oscar, the song ended up doing better than the movie, reaching number one on the Hot 100, where it stayed for 9 weeks.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Joan Jett saw a London-based band called The Arrows perform I Love Rock and Roll on their weekly television show while touring England with The Runaways in 1976. In 1981, she recorded this song with her band, the Blackhearts, and as they say, the rest is history. It was this version that became a Hot 100 number one single for 7 weeks. It was ranked as the number 3 song for 1982. The single was certified platinum, representing 2 million units. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll album reached number 2, and the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. My name is Dee Duane, and you're listening to the Awesome 80s Part 1 right here on thegumbomix.com. And now it's time to add our old school spotlight to the mix. It's time to crank up the Wayback Machine. The Wayback Machine takes us to our old school spotlight, which today focuses on one of the most major music events of the 1980s. It all started with an idea and a phone call from Harry Belafonte in an effort to provide famine relief to the people of Africa. Harry Belafonte called artist manager Ken Cragen, who was the manager for Lionel Richie and Kenny Rogers. Belafonte and Cragen continued to make phone calls to drum up support for the effort, which formed into the United Support of Artists, or USA for Africa. Quincy Jones agreed to produce the song and enlisted the support of Michael Jackson, who had just completed the Thriller album. Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie wrote the song and worked with Quincy on the musical arrangements. Now, everybody who was anybody in January of 1985 was invited to lend their talents, and most of them showed up and were happy to participate. Two obvious no-shows were Prince and Madonna. We Are the World initially generated over $63 million for humanitarian relief, and in the past 33 years, USA for Africa has raised more than $100 million to help alleviate poverty in Africa and the United States. Thank you.
comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
We all a part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make it brighter than day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day. Just you and me.
Better day, just you and me.
Ebony and Ivory, released in 1982, is a Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder hit that addresses the issue of racial equality. The song reached number one on both the UK and the US charts. Written by Paul McCartney, the song was recorded live in the studio by both McCartney and Wonder, although due to conflicting work schedules, they both performed their parts for the song's music video separately. Ebony and Ivory spent 7 weeks at number one on the Hot 100 and was the fourth biggest hit of 1982.
What we need to survive together.
Well, let's face it, in the 1980s, the King of Pop was at the top of his game, releasing hit after hit and dominating radio, television, and video airwaves. In fact, Michael Jackson was the first black artist to acquire heavy rotation status on MTV. Billie Jean was one of the best-selling singles of 1983, helping Thriller to become the best-selling album of all time, and becoming Michael Jackson's best-selling solo single. The song remained at number one on the Hot 100 for 7 weeks.
Dance on the floor and around. People always
Every Breath You Take was recognized as being one of the most played songs in radio history. With nearly 15 million radio plays, the song was performed and released by the English rock band The Police from their album Synchronicity. Written by Sting, the single was the biggest US and UK hit of 1983, topping the Hot 100 singles chart for 8 weeks. The song was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards and won the Grammy for Song of the Year. You're listening to The Gumbo Mix and our presentation of the awesome 80s, part 1, right here on thegumbomix.com. Well, here comes some stuff you probably didn't need to know, and you probably don't think it's true. Let me kick That's a Fact Jack.
That's the fact, Jack!
That's a fact, Jack!
Now, everybody's talking about That's a Fact Jack these days, but you know what? I don't make this stuff up. I really don't. Here comes 5 facts that are absolutely true about the 80s. Now, check this out. Did you know that in the 80s, Weird Al Yankovic turned down $5 million in the late 80s to endorse a beer company? He did. He thought it was ethically wrong because a lot of his fans were young and impressionable. Number two, when Eddie Murphy was on Saturday Night Live in the early 1980s, other cast members had to flag down a cab for him because cab drivers would not stop for a young black man at night. Number three, did you know that in the 80s, cable television did not have commercials? Cable television did not have commercials until around 1980. Number four, also in 1980, check this out. The price of a loaf of bread was 50 cents and a gallon of gas was $1.22. It's true. Also, number five, check this one out. McDonald's Chicken McNuggets were put on the menu in 1981, changing the lives of children everywhere. That's a fact, Jack. Getting back to the music of the 80s, oh man, there was a lot of love in the air during the 80s. A lot of new artists making their way to the top as well. You Give Good Love was released as the first single from Whitney Houston's debut album in February 1985. The single entered the Hot R&B chart on its ninth week of release, and it reached the top 10. Eventually, it did hit the number one spot and stayed there for a week, becoming Whitney Houston's first R&B number one single. as you know, you can't even mention music in the 1980s without mentioning Prince and Purple Rain. Purple Rain, the 1984 musical drama film, was written and directed by Albert Magnoli. The movie, of course, stars Prince in his acting debut, playing The Kid, a character based on Prince himself. Purple Rain was developed to showcase Prince's talents, and the film contains several concert sequences. The film grossed more than $68 million at the box office and over $80 million worldwide. Prince wrote and composed When Doves Cry after all the other tracks were complete on the Purple Rain album. In addition to providing the vocals, Prince played all of the instruments on the song. Now you know, the 80s marked the last decade of iconic artists like Michael Jackson, Prince, and Madonna. Yeah, we still have major artists and big stars today, but it seems like the pop icons have faded with the 80s. Born and raised in Michigan, Madonna moved to New York in 1978 to pursue a career in modern dance. Madonna is known for pushing the boundaries of songwriting in mainstream popular music and for the imagery she uses on stage and in music videos. Produced by Nile Rodgers of Chic, her song Like a Virgin received positive reviews from music critics who frequently called it one of the defining songs for Madonna. it became her first number one single on the charts. Dwayne, and I want to thank you for joining me for some gumbo. It's always chunky and most definitely funky. The Gumbo Mix is produced by Melody Productions, as we encourage you to join us again. Bring all your folks and friends in for some too. We'd love to hear from you, so click that contact us button on this website, and remember to check out the Gumbo Mix live and on the air every Saturday from 5 to 7 Pacific time on KSER.org and 90.7 KSER FM. You can give us a call and put your favorite ingredient in the gumbo pot. So let's hook up. Thanks again for listening to the Gumbo Mix.